اوكي شيخ ويكند بيجين ان شاء الله تعالى.
ان شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا، والصلاة والسلام على عبدك ورسولك محمد النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our daily series of duas to power your day. And this time it is another dua that we should be reading for janazah. There are a number of duas. I have already brought one before, and this is a second one. And if you don't, you're not able to memorize it, you can read the meaning, you know, after having read the other thing in Arabic, you can read the meaning in your mind, or in words, even as some scholars have said. So this is a beautiful dua. The beauty of this dua is that in this, the Messenger of Mercy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is stressing the fact that a person dying on Tawheed, he has the key. Even if he's a sinner, inshallah, he may receive the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he's a righteous man, he's a virtuous man, he's a good person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enhance his goodness and of course raise his stations in paradise. So the Prophet of Mercy asking, you know, praying for this person, because we know him to be a person who died witnessing the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the messengership of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course, since you know, O Allah, about him better than anybody else, so if he's a good person, reward him abundantly for all of the good deeds he has done, and enhance and raise his station. But if on the other hand he has been a sinner, then forgive him. And of course, don't deprive us of the rewards of praying over him, nor let his death be a source of seduction, a test for us, leading us astray from Islam, from the straight path. So let me read it three times, and then join me as I read it, inshallah. اللهم عبدك وابن عبدك كان يشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك وأنت عالم به إن كان محسنا فزد في إحسانه وإن كان مسيئا فاغفر له ولا تحرمنا أجره ولا تفتنا بعده اللهم عبدك وابن عبدك كان يشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك وأنت عالم به إن كان محسنا فزد في إحسانه وإن كان مسيئا فاغفر له ولا تحرمنا أجره ولا تفتنا بعده اللهم عبدك وابن عبدك كان يشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأن محمدا عبدك ورسولك وأنت عالم به إن كان محسنا فزد في إحسانه وإن كان مسيئا فاغفر له ولا تحرمنا أجره ولا تفتنا بعده. The translation of Allah, here is your servant, the son of your servant. He is to testify that there is no God but God, and that Muhammad is your servant and messenger. You know him better. If he had been virtuous, enhance his goodness. If on the other hand he had been a sinner, forgive him and do not deprive us of the reward of praying for him, nor lead us astray after him. One question that comes to mind, if it is a female, what do we do? I agree with those scholars who say you don't need to change the format of the dua. You can simply make the intention in your mind. So in this case, it is a person, male or female. So, of course, all of us, whether males or females, are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you may use the same dua. You don't need to change the male form, male gender into female gender. But of course, If you know Arabic very well, you may do so, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to be always turning to Him, seeking His mercy and forgiveness, not only on behalf of ourselves, but on behalf of the dead, the male and female, the present and absent. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.